Mark Dreyer sitting to the street. I plan to take one home and raise it as a companion animal.
Here comes one now. Mr. Yogi has been knocked unconscious. The streets are lined with destroyed Hummers and SUVs. It seems Ms. Blair has freed the Tofurkies by dropping them from a helicopter. The silence is deafening. One could even call it peaceful. Eerily peaceful.
I swear I thought Tofurkies could fly.
Instantly,
I'll admit, I was jubilant.
For an hour after having eaten it. Usually, you creep slowly into a stone condition, inch by inch, sliding upwards, but if you deepen it, the effects may come upon you suddenly and strike you full force in the middle.
Chuckled as I eavesdropped.
President Jenna Bush kills every last brown heathen to make us safe from the terrorism. And now we gotta worry about steroid addicted transgenic
turkeys. I shiver in the corner of my hideout in the Frank Church wilderness of no return. Maybe my choice of construction materials will find mercy. When they eliminated the neuroendocrinologists, I called it justice. When they killed the meat eaters, I considered it karma. I shrugged when they came for the ovo-lacto-vegetarians. Now my only hope is that they understand human language.
Look!
I pant from the entrance to my shelter.
Constructed of tofurkey boxes.
I subsisted on this since childhood. Peace.
Vegans are a docile human breed. Social, they like living in a barn with hundreds of their kinds. Stupid. They drown if left out in the rain. We are a peaceful society, and we treat our people humanely, from breeding to slaughter.
Cousin Mock. thaw your tofurkey. You're out of luck.
My cousin mocked as he handed me the frozen box.
Yeah, we know you're dying to join us for some scrumptious roasted flesh.
Happy Turkey Day.
My whole family chanted.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
Knock it off. I don't lecture you guys about the overcrowded turkeys, mutilated for factory farming convenience, fed feces and rotting animals. I don't warn you about the hormones and pesticides you're ingesting, or the injustice of the corporate economics of agribusiness.
Sounds like a lecture to me.
Why do you have to be so sanctimonious and militant? The founding fathers weren't vegan, and neither were the cavemen. Carnivorous diets are a human tradition. Are you better than human?
You're only a vegan so you can be a pain in everyone's ass.
I considered the heft and solidity of the frozen box containing a frozen turkey. This will only work if I get my whole body behind it, I thought as I reeled back and snapped forward. Perfect shot, right on the forehead. Cousin Dude went down with a thud. That was a good warm-up. But the tough part was getting 6 other panicky family members in rapid-fire succession. I was getting weak, the box corners dull, and I had to hit Grandma 4 times before she went down. But in the end, it was the most peaceful Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Making revenge and extortion. Such was the magnitude of a typical villain.
This is no answer.
My young William, it is said by some of my countrymen that I, Thomas Hunt, am a worthless fellow of our nation.
'Tis true, I've heard it said, but as your loyal assistant, I would put forth the question. If 'twere true, why would you be set out by John Smith and other merchants for love of gain, huh?
and stamp out this frightful assassin of our youth. You can do it by bringing about compulsory education on the subject of narcotics in general.
Brew fast. Lower the shallop.
You know what's coming. The shallop has pieces gone missing. Or disassembled for our voyage.
By Hecuba, he thinks the children witness their dignity as their
past. Now, make haste the preparations to make it home. Everyone has traveled long and is weary and longs to set their legs upon land. How soon can the shallop be made whole?
Won't be for 2 fortnights hence, Captain.
Pilgrims were forced to live by their wits.
That was a cold swim, and thus I am not in confidence that I shall have the forbearance to return to yonder maiden. Why are not the dinghies made?
Out. I mean, it's going to be a black mark on American history, but still they've robbed Leonard.
We'll be right back.
to that. In both the urban Indian communities and also on a reservation.
This inefficiency developed gradually for a period of time. In all cases, this situation frequently involves an unhappy and dissatisfied customer.
November 28th, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks for the KKK for nigger killing lawmen feeding their notches. For decent church-going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for kill a queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
The next time, don't forget.
Next time you hear one. This is Furious George. It's Thursday, Thanksgiving night. And in the spirit of being furious with those things that are unfortunate in the world sometimes, We like to vent about them here on the Furious George Show, though. So there in the background, William S. Burroughs, Thanksgiving Prayer, classic. We also started off some stuff that I pulled from radioforall.net, namely a couple different little sound videos that they've sound bites they pulled together. Had some other cool stuff ready to go that would have played online, but now it looks like our internet is down. So those that be, call me up and let me know what's going on. Everybody else, thanks for listening. This is Micropowered Community-Based Radio. Furious George does this every Thursday, and I can be heard right here at 103.5 or even on the West Coast, Freak Radio, Santa Cruz style, all over the place online, www.communityradio.coop, and you can check out my blog at furiousg.blogspot.com. I'll be back later to just kind of let you know what's going on. This is Micropowered Community-Based Live Revolutionary Radio. And giving real thanks here, I'm furious.
Continues today. And also on the state side, all of a sudden, they didn't have jurisdiction over AIM actions on the reservation. And they're trying to create this idea that AIM is a bunch of criminals running around threatening the public. And so they had a reaction in terms of the governor and other officials, state of South Dakota, of stopping more cars on the road to see their American Indian Movement people, they're carrying guns, explosives, you know, they use a lot of different words when they would arrest Indian people in order to kind of stir up the public opinion against American Indian Movement to basically criminalize the movement.
We'll be right back.
November 28, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for Cartman, East Boyle, and Hoyt. Thanks for Indians, for the month of challenge. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot.
destroying most villages completely. The Europeans landed and built their colony, called the Plymouth Plantation, near the deserted ruins of an Indian village. They ate from abandoned corn fields grown wild.
Don't forget what might happen the next time you hear a...
Only one native of the village, named Squanto, had survived. He had spent the last year as a slave to the English and the Spanish in Europe.
Don't forget.
Squanto spoke the colonists' language and taught them how to plant corn and how to catch fish until the first harvest. Squanto also helped the colonists negotiate a peace treaty with a nearby tribe. These were very lucky breaks for the colonists. The first Virginia settlement had been wiped out before they could establish themselves. Thanks to the goodwill of the tribe, the settlers not only survived their first year, but had an alliance with them that would give them almost two decades of peace. John Winthrop, a founder of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, considered this wave of illness and death to be a divine miracle. God had so pursued them, as for 300 miles space, the greatest part of them were swept away by smallpox, which still continues among them. So as God hath nearby cleared them our title to this place. Individual, not communal, or tribal ownership. This debate over land ownership reveals that bourgeois rule of law does not mean protect the rights of the masses of people. Some settlers argued that the land belonged to the Indians. These forces were excommunicated and expelled. Massachusetts Governor Winthrop declared the Indians had not subdued the land, and therefore all uncultivated lands should, according to English common law, be considered public domain. This meant they belonged to the king. In short, the colonists decided they did not need to consult the Indians when they seized new lands. They only had to consult the representative of the crown, meaning the local governor. The colonists embraced the line from Psalms chapter 2, verse 8, quote, "Ask of me, and I shall give thee the brethren for thy inheritance." Since then, European settler states have similarly declared God.
Thank you.
famous Puritan intolerance was part of a determined attempt to challenge the decadence and wastefulness of the rich, aristocratic landlords of England. The Puritans wanted to use the power of state punishment to uproot old and still dominant ways of thinking and behavior. The new ideas of the Puritans served the needs of merchant capitalist accumulation. The extreme discipline, thrift, and modesty the Puritans demanded of each other corresponded to a new and emerging form of ownership and production. Their so-called Protestant ethic was an early form of the capitalist ethic. From the beginning, the Puritan colonies intended to grow through capitalist trade. Trading fish and fur. Humanity was predestined to damnation. This meant that while they were firm in fighting for their own capitalist right to accumulate and prosper, 415-641-4482
or visit www.treatycouncil.org.
This is Nick Baxter.
Oh, hello.
Say, Kay, next Friday, would you like to see Wagon Train at the movie?
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. I suppose you're going to
remind me
to see it?
This is an occasion to celebrate the continued survival of the indigenous people and for remembering and honoring all those who lost their lives, defending their homelands and spiritual ways of life. This annual gathering of thousands offer the opportunity to share in a sacred human circle of life with a drum, the sacred fire.
Oh, I'm hearing about this. Yes, I'd like to very much.
You would? All right, I'll call for you then. About seven? Bye. I sure didn't think you'd go to a place like that for a day. Where's my rack? Ready? You know, you better think some more about it.
Tomorrow, have you lived enough today? Has each hour been fully tasted?
Populations lived all over the world pretty happily and in harmony with their environment for thousands and thousands of years before the invaders came.
We're unarmed and you're aiming your weapons at us. What kind of people are you?
Revolution in America.
There's no way we're giving up this piece of land. There's no way we're going to sell it to anybody.
Revolution in America.
There's no way we're giving up this piece of land.
Your hands, the blood on your hands.
what we all must learn to do.
It just escalated until everybody, children, women, everyone was going to be dead.
Revolution in America. Revolution in America.
On the night of February 27th, 200 members and supporters of the American Indian Movement took over the small village of Wounded Knee, South Dakota. In order to guarantee sufficient time to voice their demands, the Indians detained the proprietor of the general store, along with members of his family and six others who lived in the trading post complex. Almost immediately after having established their position in Wounded Knee, roads into the town were blocked. First by the American Indian Movement, and the next day by U.S. Marshals. Initial reports during the first full day of the Wounded Knee action said that AIM was holding the 11 residents hostage, but during that first day, anyone living in Wounded Knee was free to leave, contrary to reports by the Justice Department, who originally claimed that AIM kidnapped Clyde Gildersleeve and his family. Gildersleeve, owner of the trading post, assured the Justice Department that residents were in safe Wounded Knee and could leave at any time, but chose to remain. This cleared the way for members of the American Indian Movement to make their demands. Initially, those demands were for the Senate to begin an immediate investigation of conditions on the Pine Ridge Reservation, a study of the treaty violations by the United States against Native American Indian tribes, and an investigation and reorganization of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, an agency of the Interior Department. South Dakota Democratic Senators McGovern and Apparest were asked to come to Wounded Knee to convey these demands back to the Senate. Also during the first day, buildings in Wounded Knee were being fortified and trenches and foxholes were dug strategically around the 42-acre compound. But many more women joined men in the trenches. Before that 5 p.m. deadline, during the 10th day, 34 women and children left the village, but many more women joined in the trenches, waiting for sunset and the federal government's ultimatum. At the last minute, a ceasefire was called, but lasted only a short time after federal agents shot and wounded two Indians. An emergency hospital had been set up earlier in the week, and the two men were brought there, where AIM's spiritual advisor and medicine man, Leonard Crowdog, treated the bullet wounds.
Race Bannon and punked out. Luckily, he deaded it. And guess who's the schmuck who's credited with editing it? Your man Motor on a cop out. Ain't have no other career choice. He dropped out. Since when the way outs included Zorak? Way back, he used to rub his thorax and borax. I'm not the one that sold him to it. If he won't admit it, I'm not gonna hold him to it. It's all love and no hate, though. For all that, the villain need to get his own late show. Do a monologue and jest with the guests. Mad Lib, switch the beat and walk him to the desk. With Danger holding down the control room. Late again, returning from commercial. I told you, dude. Early, he's on BPT. Catch him on public
access, free TV. And we're back live on the air with Brack. So Brack, how your man got a show that's so whack? But have you ever thought to work with Earl or Ignatnum? Do you got enough oxygen from this toxic phlegm? Another sec, his neck would have got flames. Mouse switch the screen to some hot dames. Tonight's audience received mid-screen video games. 15 seconds of fame, pitiful lames. It's just a shame, zoning, competing for the same primetime slot as Conan. No dummy at Chigawa. Announcement, free lunch to any stunt who lets me plow in the shower for an hour. The kid's supposed to be asleep. Oz to join the sound like Roadrunner. Beep, beep. Later this week, Big Ben Klingon. After him, there's no one else we could afford to bring on. Keep it ghetto and let them know BYOB from the get-go. I like to propose a toast to the grossest host, space holes coast to coast. That destructor razor played out gag in a cape and a pantsuit, looking like a straight out dag. Don't mean to sound crunchy, hit a honey from the back.
Here are some older boys showing like what to do.
Munchy, felt a funny hunch that she told him donkey punch me.
This is what to do, you should be in a corridor.
Be phony and expect one not to flex. Especially if you're bomb, you have to live by the chin. Your man is your man, then treat him like your friend.
You duck and cover.
So listen to the knowledge being dropped by walls.
My next guest
will be
Miss Judy Jetson.
What you gotta do is know the tribe is in the sphere. The abstract poet prominent like Shakespeare.
Come on,
don't stop.
Breaks and flies through the air, it won't cut you.
Yeah, that's right. WCOM LP Chuff Hill Carborough. All right, we're having minor technical glitches here. The internet system's down, and I couldn't play some of that live fun stuff I had all lined up for you. Maybe we'll get it to work here in the next 5 minutes. Stick around, because we got more micro-powered community-based radio all night long here on Thanksgiving Eve night, whatever holiday. And I do it every Thursday. I'd like to give thanks to a whole bunch of folks in this community here that seem to pull together and make the station happen. Thanks to you all, because here we are. We have a roof over our head, and micro-powered radio has pulled itself out from kind of an underground micro-powered revolutionary thing in the 1990s when it was quote-unquote illegal pirate radio. We didn't consider it that, and neither did finally the Fed after they fought with us over it. So I like to give thanks to the fact that we actually have micro-powered LPFM radio, and I get to use it to pull down the walls and other crap out there that I think are explicitly built up in the absence of voices from the local community. So let's pull them together and do it every Thursday here with me, or all the time on micro-powered WCOM LPFM radio. WCOM, we like it live and fresh. And I do that every Thursday. So if you like it, check it out. Also online, furiousg.blogspot. That's where you can learn more. Oh, and while I'm at it, let me just say thanks to radioforall.net, Freak Radio Santa Cruz, many others. Thanks for being, most importantly, that person that you are right now, listener. I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. Okay, one other thing. If you're interested in all the different tracks that I kind of weave together, there's no way I could go through the show and tell you every single song I play, because most of them are spun like four or five at a time. But there in the background is some old school or some new Flying Lotus. I played some old Flying Lotus, West Coast San Fran dude, related to John Coltrane. And what else? I have playing a lot of Mad Lib, a lot of new stuff. And here in the spirit of free radio, micropower radio, I'm going to play some old school KRS-One, the founder of, well, one of the fathers of hip-hop, at least. So, anyway, check it out online, furiousg.blogspot, if you want to know more of the music that I play and weave together. Here's KRS-One. He's furious, too. See you next week.
Turbulence and rap tournaments, I reign permanent. Don't you think? identity.
Well, hold it. Stop the dial right there. You've reached the 100-watt wonder, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.